So he
heard our supplicate. Supplicate means to to just beg, to come to God and just say, God, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. There are many times this old preacher just said, dear God, I don't know where I'm headed. I have no idea where I'm going. I don't know what you want. What do you want of me? What can I do? Now, first of all, if you're a Christian, the first thing we do is say, dear God, is there something that you want me to learn from this real quick? Is there something that I've been doing that you don't want me to do? Lord, is there something in my life that's just not right and I'm not picking up on it? That's why David, I think with all my heart, when David said, Lord, forgive me my secret sins. You remember where he says the secret sins? A lot of times, sometimes we'll sin that we don't even know we're sinning. We're ignorant. We may be hurting somebody. We may be doing something that people catch on and say, you know what? I don't think that's right to do. And we're hurting their testimony. So you go to God, and as a Christian, we say, Lord, where is it at? Is it I? I know some disciples did that with the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, Lord, is it I? Is it I, Lord? Is it I? Remember? Yeah. That's very valuable to us. Is it I? What God trying to teach us here? You know what? This just didn't hurt or touch your preacher. This is your pastor's wife. It touched you. It touched you. I recall that Wednesday night coming in here, and I told Chad, I said, start the meeting. I said, I'll be in late a little later. And when I walked in, everybody's crying. I'm not the only guy crying. She's the first lady. Did a lot of things for you. I could ask you tonight, which I'm about ready to, what was one thing Mr. Shear ever did for you? I just want you to remember that, okay? What was one thing Mr. Shear did for you? Anybody got a hand? See? Yes.
I just like that she was so real when you were around her. She was
so real.
Real. You could be around her and feel like you were comfortable and
pretend you're something else. Yes. She wasn't afraid to let you know when you do wrong. But she had a way of cutting your throat without you knowing it had cut until you went to spit. Yeah, she could scuttle a lot of boats, and you didn't even know that they were happening. It's called stealth. Many times she hit me with it. Amen. Yes.
Fairview?
Yeah.
And we had something, and she would always grab my hand, and we'd sit for a few minutes, and she knew some of my dirt. And she would pray with me before.
She knows your dark secrets.
Every leaders meeting.
She's glad now that she's.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Liz. There to talk to. Yes. There, when you went into the chemo. Sat with you. Yep. Yep. Pam?
When you want to give her a hug, she's always there for
her. Amen. Yes. Got your job at Shields. And driving her car.
That's right.
That's right. She knew how to push the button, didn't she? The right button. Yes. Yeah, pray for you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she prayed a lot. Prayed a lot for you. Yes. Amen. Yes. Introduce to your husband. Amen. Amen. You know what? Let me tell you something about my wife. There are emergencies in life, aren't there? And when preacher's out of town, expect that the guys helping him would be there. And when your family member dies, you ought to be there. And I remember when I was gone, I don't know where I was at. I was in the Philippines. Shannon's dad passed away, who I love very dearly. He's a gallant man. My wife is over doing the pastoral duties. I think she was at, I know she got a ticket after, almost got a ticket going to have her when she was at Lauren's, when Lauren was passing, right? And she was there for you. And it's amazing. We all hurt. I know that when Carol, my hours, and Mrs. Hobbs, she had surgery, the hours are spent. And when we hurt, I just want you to know that we're a family. When one hurts, we all hurt.
Amen.
We really do. We really do. And what I want to give you this is this, that I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me. I like that. I was playing football in college. This is no kidding. The roar of the crowd, you could still hear the voice of your coach. You really were in tune with him. If you weren't, you got in tune very quickly. And you could hear him yell. I was in Esterville, Iowa, playing, and we're out at the end zone. There are 5 yards to come in. And man, oh man, things got ugly. Got in a big fight. And shoot, I didn't get a part of it. Because the coach said, "Sheer!" And it was amazing. The next play just happened. My friend hit the ball, and I grabbed it and took her in for a touchdown. Amen. But he inclines our ear. God inclines his ear to you. He wants to hear everything you want to hear. Everything. Now, if you want to play for him, if you want to be on that team, he'll incline your ear to you. Then it says this, therefore. That's why it's therefore. Why is it therefore? Here's my voice. Here's my supplication. Inclines the ear. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Good testimony of a church who says, we see a miracle, therefore it teaches us that we will call upon the name of the Lord as long as we live. It works. Paul the Apostle said, that he was inclined, or he said, I am persuaded that neither life nor death nor principalities nor power, I don't know. He said, I'm persuaded. Why? Because he's seen God work. John said, I'm confidence. There's very confidence in him. Why? Because he'd seen God work. Does God answer prayer? Do all prayers that we pray, are they heard? Yes. Do we think they're heard? No. I remember watching Superman one time, and they put him inside of a lead or krypton deal, and he couldn't get out because that's where his power laid. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. There's no power to stop God. And he hears our prayers. Here's our prayers. Do everybody always live? Does everybody always get healed? Oh, read the Bible. Good night. Paul the Apostle. I think he's a pretty good Christian. Prayed three times to God. God, take this thorn from me. He said, no, my grace is sufficient. And this will make you strong. So some things that are going on in our lives we don't understand. I don't understand why Carol has to be all banged up like that. I don't understand that. Saw her coming in tonight. Most people wouldn't put out that energy to do that. I applaud you. You people that ran from your house today and screamed at the kids, get your clothes on, let's go! We're going to be late for church! You're fortunate people. Because you can't yell at people like Carol and my wife. There has to be somebody there helping. You can't yell at Captain and say, Captain, get in the truck, let's go! No, takes a little bit more than that, doesn't it, Captain? Yeah, it takes a lot more than that. The trouble of death can pass me. The trouble of sorrows of death can pass me. And the pains of hell got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. I live on the corner of trouble and sorrow. One's coming, the other one's going. They're not a two-way street, buddy. They're one way. And you're going to run into them. Trouble and sorrow. And you got to get over this feeling bad for yourself. And the other day I was just kind of, sometimes you have one of those times, you know, your brain kind of blue lines. And then I seen somebody in a wheelchair. And I remember when my wife couldn't even keep her head on that rest, and she'd have it hooked around like that, and we had to put her head around. And I said, God, you're so good to me. And I saw a lady with only one leg today. My wife can walk. The other day we got home from behind a car. You always know that you got to be careful with cars that don't have a number two beginning on their driver's, on their license of the car. Pull up there, light turned green. And we were going out to the Smiths, down to Fairfield. Just turned green. Sat there. Car's going by. I'm sitting behind this person that didn't get the memo that green means go. So I went, as Christian, tut-tut. Not loud, just thought maybe I'd get his attention. Then I sat there and said, I was really being a good Christian. I amazed myself. Finally, after 2 minutes, and the thing started flashing, knowing that the light is going to turn red, I went, ah. He drove away. I said, man, what is it? She says, he knows. She said, he needs to go back to square one. I am blessed. Heritage Baptist Church, you are blessed. And we love you, gobs. We love you. I just wish that you could understand how much we love you. The other night, Monday night, we were just home and came home late. I've been blowing up the Gophers, and the Ortez has let Marcia stay at the house a little longer than she should have. And so I went and picked her up. I came home, didn't have nothing to eat. As I was pulling out of the driveway of the church, family member of our church called and said, "Preacher, did you eat yet?" And I said, "Well, no." She said, "We're gonna bring you food over to your house." Sweet. God's good. All the time. You know what's sweet about that? We don't get much company. We just have good kids tore the place up. Man, they're running around, pulling things down, looking at things. The parents were going crazy. I said, "This house can withstand your children." They're all right. Love having them around. I like to see little tricycle motors driving all the way to the house. It's all right. So, well, they break something. Well, one of our gals that came to help us one time didn't realize that our cupboards go both ways. And she went to get a deal in a corral bowl, just having to jump out the other side. And we have tile. I never seen anything like that in my life. It just slivers all over the house. I mean, all over there. So. And she just was going crazy. All right, I'm so sorry. I said, "That's okay. That was just her great-grandmother's from Norway." And I went on and on and on and on and on and on and on until it was just unbearable. And I finally said, "This is a corral dish." "Oh, Pastor, you made me feel so bad." "Must not have felt so bad. You never bought me." No, I'm teasing. Hey, life goes on and on and on and on. And it won't be long. We're going to be gone. Aren't we? Won't be long. We're going to be gone. So you might as well enjoy life while you got it. Quit your fussing. Quit your complaining. Quit your putting on Facebook how you hate this person. And by the way, who cares at what time you go to sleep? But anyway. I'm going to sleep now. Boy, you got to be something, Chad. There's got to be something more you could say on that. You know, don't you think?
I ate Fruit Loops for cereal.
Oh, wow, yeah. And I picked all the green ones out there, my favorites. But anyway. Doesn't life have, isn't there something better than that, huh? Anyway. Oh, folks, I just wanted to stop and just, we go week after week. I just want to stop and just love on you for a while and just tell you how I'm proud of you and how I thank you for what you do. This Wednesday, next Wednesday, we're supposed to be doing something. They're supposed to be doing something at Chapel's church for us, whatever. It's really not for us. It's for y'all. There's no way I can get stuff done without your help. Brother Rick didn't do the bulletin Saturday night for me. Brother Rick, I forgot how hard that is. I had deleted all my templates. And I couldn't find a bulletin to go by. You know what bulletin I finally found? The Sunday before Marcia had her ventricle cardiac arrest. I think it was like the 22nd or something, 27th of May. Amazing. But I appreciate what you do, buddy. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, what you're doing for me, being able so I can do some things, I cannot thank you. I didn't say that to fuss with you. I just said that to, I just want you to know that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And I know that many of you other people do so much around here that I don't even see. And I appreciate you, you people that play the music, the instruments, the people that do so much around here, just cleaning up and picking up. When the Smiths came in, the church house is beautiful, clean. Thank you. And I know it's a lot of work. And the fun we have over in building number 2 and things that go on and the fixing things up and just can't thank you enough. To think that we can... Today we can go on the internet and find the sermons from this church. That's a blessing to people, and I hope that just don't take things for granted, I guess what I'm saying. Don't take for granted that lady that sits next to you tonight. Don't take for granted that guy sitting next to you tonight. Don't take for granted those children. You only have them for a... They're gone. They're so much fun. Quickly. And don't forget to oil that. It ain't sounding good. I think we need to get out of here. Folks, I love you. Read Psalm 116 over and over again. It's got some great stuff in it. It'll help you. It'll encourage you. And remember that each one of us need to have somebody helping us and encouraging us. Pretty tough going on. Would somebody please turn that off? Thank you. Come on, you young guys. Help Scott out. Good night. He's tired. Golf today. Amen. Did you golf today? Oh, tomorrow? Good for you. Well, today has been kind of windy, wasn't it? One way you really hit it a long way. The other way, whew. Thanks for coming, Nate. Love you, man. Love you, folks. Good to have you home, Brother Ortiz. Man, what a horrendous thing for him to come through. Pray for his people over there. Brother Rob, have you told people what you're doing? You don't want to? Yeah, tell them what you're doing. Got some more work for our church, don't we? Don't you?
I found out last Friday, someone at F.E. Warren Air Force Base got in a car accident, totaled the car and hurt her back. And so I got a call from my wonderful master sergeant up at the MAGCOM telling me that I'm going to be going to back to Djibouti, Africa, the beginning of August. So we'll be leaving, myself and the kids and Rachel, leaving the end of this month, going back to Wisconsin, leaving them there, and then going to San Antonio for some training, going back to Wisconsin for a couple more weeks, and then going out to Africa beginning of August, be there till about February. So would sure appreciate your prayers for Rachel and the kids as they're in Wisconsin. And then I've been to Djibouti before, so I know how it is. I know the mission, and it's a fairly safe place. So really just for Rachel and the kids, and McKenna starting kindergarten, and her there. We appreciate your prayers.
Oh, it's something, isn't it? I think, though, it's a cool name, Djibouti. I'm going to Djibouti. That's something like that. What's the name of that little thing that Madagascar? Djibouti. Got to be something with that. But anyway... Walker gets it. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all that's important. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed. Pray for our people. A lot of things going on. A lot of people going. A lot of things going on. Pray for our children. Pray for our youth. By the way, if you'd like to go to Elisha's camp, Elisha's training camp, it's a camp. It's a couple weeks. I think it's 13 years old to 18. If you'd like to work at camp, like at my camp, you have to go to that first. It's a lot of fun, a lot of things going on down at camp. You get to know camp in and out and be around a lot of people that love the Lord. And there's also sign up for junior camp back there, junior high camp, senior high camp. They even have a camp for singles. Woo! So, anyway, praise the Lord.